Good morning, Audio Booites and Twitter people and Facebook people and everything. This is Tuesday, August 7. And I'm here at the Durham Regional Hospital Rehabilitation Clinic Place, inpatient. Where I will be for a while, I guess. Or at least for a couple. Their tentative release date is August 17, but I don't know if that's how solid that is right this minute, but I think that's what they're thinking. I would much prefer it to be tomorrow, just saying. A little shaky emotionally today, but I'll be all right. I think the hardest part is that I'm just, you know, I can't do anything for myself. You know, I've got to, if I want to go to the bathroom, I have to call the nurse, which is a real drag. I can roll my little chair to the bathroom all by myself. I could probably manage to do the pivot and set, you know, or the stand and pivot by myself. But I know they want me to be safe, and they don't want me to fall down, so I could sue them and everything. But it's just frustrating. And when Nance and Mom come over this afternoon, they're going to bring my MacBook Pro back with them, and so I can sort through my thousands of emails and send out a few. My sugar is starting to come down a little bit, my blood sugar. I'm it's about 10 to 11, so I have physical therapy for a half an hour at 11 o'clock, and then the delicious lunch will arrive whenever. And I'm trying to think up a cute name for my physical therapy team. But I'll come up with something. I also have to decide today what self-defense technique I'm going to show them. And so I'll do that at the end of the morning session. But anyway, I'm just trying to do the best I can and listening to women's water polo. This is the USA Australia live. Yay. And I have to say, for those people who aren't watching very much television or don't care to watch television because they never have anything, you know, they don't do the play-by-play very well. The water polo guy who is covering the water polo for NBC is phenomenal. I mean, in this, there are six people plus a goalie on the team, I think. And this is in like a 10-foot or 9-foot or 15-feet pool. And they bounce this ball around and they swim for the entire game, and then do all the other things along with swimming, and so it's just these ladies and men have to just be phenomenally in fit, and I'm personally offended by that today or this last week. I think it's just a crime against everyone that they're just so damn fit, and I'm feeling kind of broken. So I'm giving the evil-eyed stare to the Olympian athletes, though it's a cool thing. And they also were talking this morning about the stigma of the silver medal. And, you know, if I got a silver medal, I would be happy with that. But apparently some people, like, really get upset because they didn't get the gold. And then there are some young guy on the Team USA who got a bronze medal, and he was just tickled to death. He's like, I got a bronze medal in the Olympics. That means there's only two people better than me. He's like, I'm all about that. I thought he had the right idea. So anyway, that's my amount of rambling. I might ramble at you later when Mom and Nance are here. I also talked to our friend Kiki, whose son Zaya was one of the martial arts students we used to work out with at Mr. Lewis's. And she's going to stop. She works at this hospital in labor and delivery, so she's going to stop by later, which will be nice to see her. So anyway, that's all I got for now, and so yeah, that's all I got. So we'll talk to you guys all later. Okay, bye-bye.